joined here in the media center with the number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. His pass of 6.515 seconds at 212.59 miles per hour took him to the top next category. Greg, this is your ninth number one qualifying position this year and 102nd of your career. Talk about the significance of this green hat.
Well, they tell me that's 102, which ties Bob Glidden, which I had no earthly idea. That's pretty damn cool. I think everybody that races pro stock respects the hell out of that guy, admires him, has looked up to him, has learned a ton from him all our careers, and we wouldn't be where we're at today. Wouldn't have this great class if it wasn't for him. So my hat's off to what he's done, and it's just a heck of an honor to tie that record and have no earthly idea if we'll go on to beat it or not. I almost feel like I'm not worthy, and I'd rather just stay tied with the man, to be honest with you. I just respect him that much, and I don't know. I guess I don't feel that my career has been anything like his was. At least not in my eyes, it doesn't seem like it. So it almost doesn't feel right to surpass him, but here's what we do. This is what we do. We try every day to set records and break records and win races, and that's what I'll do. But today feels great that I'm tied with him, and I'm pretty happy with that right now.
Bobby Bennett?
Greg, have you ever wondered what it would have been like to go back in time to match up with Glidden? Do you ever wonder how you would have fared against him?
I'm sure I would have gotten my butt whipped. He was the mad dog. He was the man. We all learned from him. If I was trying to race with him back then, he would have definitely dominated just like he did. He taught us all how to race, and it took us years to kind of catch on to what he did and how he raced. The guy was not only a great racer, but he had that killer instinct, and he would do whatever it took to win, whatever it took to run the fastest, whatever it took to win, and didn't matter if he was playing a game on the starting line with the Christmas tree or whatever. He just flat knew a million different ways to get it done, and he did it at all costs. And for many years of my career, actually when I raced against him, when I worked with Warren Johnson, I thought, man, that guy's just shrewd. Why has he got to be so mean like that? I just didn't understand. It's not about being mean. It's realizing what you have to do to get to the top, and he would just find ways to do that. So now I realize you can't take that away from him, and that's one of the things I respected. I didn't at the time, but I now respect the heck out of him for that, the way he raced. So very intelligent guy, very hardworking, and he probably didn't get to the top by being the brainiac, the smartest guy in the world. He did it by hard work and by just old-school hard knocks education. And that's what I really like about him, because I certainly don't consider myself to be the smartest person out here either. I'm just trying to work as hard as I can and race as hard as I can and just, do whatever I can to try and do it better than the next person in the other lane. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But I don't know. I can go on talking about him all day long. He meant everything to this class, and he meant everything to me, and absolutely would not be where I'm at today or have the career that I've had if it wasn't for the path that he set.
Do you think that he was racing today's modern pro stock back in 1970? He was that far ahead of
him? He was ahead. He was absolutely as ahead in the way he raced and the things he did, the way he thought. And yes, we all learned from him. He was a great teacher. Even though he wasn't trying to educate other people, he was doing whatever it took to win, and we all took us years to kind of catch on. But we all kind of have, and as years go by, we've gotten to where we've gotten because of people like him. So it's just, he set the framework, and he showed everybody how to get it done, and now we're just trying to take it to new levels.
Last night you said that the stock class was one of the most competitive in recent years. Can you talk a bit about why you feel that way?
Well, if you look, you've got, if you want to just go back 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever you want to go back, you any given Sunday, you probably had 4, 5, 6 cars that you could pick as kind of strong chances to win on that day. And there was probably one or two of them that were, real low odds compared to just okay odds. And then after that, it really fell off. It doesn't fall off anymore. You've got at least 12 cars that show up every weekend that would have to be rated at 2-1 or 3-1 odds to win. It's never been like that. The class has absolutely never been like that. The depth is deeper than it's ever been. And by that, I mean people that have a chance to win, know how to win, have won, and do win. So every Sunday we show up, you cannot pick who the favorite is. And I've had a great year this year of qualifying. I've got, I guess it's 9 number one qualifiers, but those number one qualifiers are by thousandths of a second. It really means almost nothing. It's not an advantage come race day. It's certainly nothing for, 2-3 thousandths difference on reaction time. It's not an advantage. You're basically all the same And, you know, you get the number one qualifier award, but that doesn't necessarily make you the favorite on Sunday.
And so what brought all these people to this class?
Basically, you know, when we swapped to the fuel injection package and reduced the engine RPM level down 3 years ago and started that package, we really tightened up on the rules package, what you could do with these race cars, with these engines. And before that, it was pretty much wide open. And we went to this rules package to try and rein in costs and try to create more parity. And it absolutely has done that. So we all knew when that change came that within a matter of time, we didn't really think it would take 2 to 3 years. We figured it would happen that same year, that everybody would end up right back in the same spot running the same. And it took probably 2 years to happen, a year and a half, 2 years to happen, longer than we thought. But we knew it was coming because the rule pack is just a lot tighter than it was back in the day when you were pretty much unlimited. And you could all see it coming, and that's where we're at right now. There's just not a lot of room, leeway to work on the engine package anymore. And that's why you see all these cars, at least the top 12 qualifiers every weekend, guaranteed they're within 5 horsepower, which is crazy. And that's why they all run the same. So it's the way pro stock is right now. It's what we gotta learn to race with, and it means you gotta find a way to do a better job driving. You gotta find a better way to, you know, tune your car to leave in the starting line and make it a good quality run. Otherwise you get beat, and there's just zero room for error anymore. But that's what's great about it. And that's, people ask me every day, why do you choose to race this class? It's probably the toughest class to win at, probably the toughest class to compete at, but that's the answer. That's why I do, I guess, because it's, you love that ultimate challenge. I feel it's the ultimate challenge in racing, and it's the hardest class to win in, and that's why we do it. And it's not just me, that's everyone who races this class.
Wonderful. Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.